Ukrainian arrivals got a chance to meet each other as well as members of the wider community during a welcoming event Sunday afternoon in Okotoks. Hosted by Foothills Community Immigrant Services, the potluck luncheon saw many of the 20 Ukrainian families that have settled in the foothills descend on Bill Robertson Park to break bread and make new friends. Nancy Risden, a settlement counselor with Foothills Community Immigrant Services, said recent arrivals from the war-torn country are spread throughout the communities of the foothills, from High River and Alderside to Black Diamond and Turner Valley, so the welcome event was an opportunity to bring them together. Almost every family we come in contact with wants to meet others, they want to create a network, she said of those who fled Ukraine earlier this year following the invasion of Russian forces. We also want them to meet locals and become part of the community. Risden said Ukrainians have arrived in the foothills in a variety of ways, some staying with extended family while others have found refuge with host families. She said they've arrived through visitor visas and work permits, a temporary measure to keep them safe, but one that doesn't guarantee their long-term status in the country. She said some would like to return to Ukraine when it's safe to do so, while others want to make Canada their home, still others aren't sure what to do. While they're here, Risden said many locals are stepping up to make them feel welcome. We have an amazing population in the foothills, she said. They've jumped up to say I've got a room, I can drive. People here have been incredible. Sebastian Villarreal and Olga Pavlenko, who have lived in Okotoks for almost 4 years, were part of a large contingent at the welcome event. The couple and their two children recently welcomed 7 members of Pavlenko's family, her mom, 2 sisters and their 4 children, into their Darcy home. I'm so happy I developed the basement, joked Villarreal, who added it was imperative they get them out of Ukraine and to safety. Pavlenko said her family was reluctant to leave initially, not wanting to abandon the life they had built for themselves, but eventually concluded it was in the best interests of the children. They were spending all their time in bomb shelters and the kids were so scared, said Pavlenko. They finally decided they can't put the kids through that nightmare. Villarreal said despite a language barrier for many of the arrivals, they have adapted well and everyone in the household of 11 is pitching in to make things work. Katerina Prikhodko, Pavlenko's 18-year-old niece, said she's enjoying her time in Okotoks but is planning on returning to Ukraine in order to continue her university studies. Having finished her first year in dentistry, Prikhodko, who is following in her mother's footsteps, faces the difficult choice of starting over in Canada or going back to Ukraine to resume her studies. Despite concerns for her safety in Ukraine, where some universities have been bombed by Russian forces, she's decided to return. Prikhodko said as much as she's enjoyed her time in Okotoks, she misses home and her friends. If it was just a vacation, it would be great, but it's not, she said.